Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
How much do you have to hate to do something to turn down millions of dollars and legacy-altering offers? Well, for Eminem, it's something he's basically been doing for over 2 decades. Although he's best known as a commercial phenomenon and a top-tier MC that some even appoint as the greatest of all time, there was a brief moment in the early 2000s where he had a budding Hollywood career. Because after his first starring role proved that he had huge range in that realm and was a box office draw, everyone wanted to put him on the silver screen. But unfortunately, the experience of making one semi-autobiographical film proved to be so painful that he has never returned to it ever since. By the turn of the decade, Eminem was already an established icon in hip-hop, an unlikely star who was catapulted to greatness after he linked up with Dr. Dre and Interscope. M really needs no introduction at this point. After all, he is the most popular and highest selling artist of all time in any genre, let alone just rap. Throughout his entire life, M had been fixated on making it as an MC. However, once he became a mainstream star, other opportunities soon opened up for him, namely in the field of entertainment and acting. Before 8 Mile, M was a total novice to that world. He had previous experience playing Chris alongside Dr. Dre and Snoop in The Wash, stepping into the shoes of a maniacal character which was similar to the Slim Shady persona of the time in a lot of ways. Then, you had his brief spell of part of an animated TV series entitled The Slim Shady Show, which was an edgy cartoon that began as a web series before later being rebroadcasted on Fox. But taking on the movie was a whole new step. Conceived by renowned director and screenwriter Curtis Hanson, this Oscar-nominated film legend initially had a very particular vision for the project. It was an invitation into a world that I found really interesting. It was a world in which many of the things that I think about a lot in general could be dealt with thematically, he told The Guardian. Namely, people trying to figure out where they're going with their lives. With 8 Mile, I was also interested in art, and the way in which art enables both the fans of art and the artists themselves to transcend their circumstances. And then you put all that in the world from which hip-hop emerged. It was not about Eminem being in it. In fact, Eminem being in it was potentially a liability from my point of view. Rather than insulting him, I think this was a great comfort to him. What he expressed to me very clearly, almost in these words in fact, was that he had no interest in being in an Eminem movie. He didn't want to be in a movie that was a vanity project, something that was essentially a 2-hour extended video. He wanted to play a part in a really good movie. He was a big fan of LA Confidential, and oddly enough, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. We spent a lot of time together, and we then made a somewhat educated leap of faith. But over time, he realized that M was right for the part, and could tap into a more vulnerable side of himself, declaring to Rolling Stone that, "I knew going into it that he had experience performing and also adopting a character, Slim Shady. What I was looking for was actually the opposite of that. When you adopt a characterization, that's artificial. You hide behind that. What I needed in the story was the appearance of a complete lack of artifice. I needed the appearance of one more or less exposing himself emotionally. And so, in getting to know him, I had to assess and then make an educated guess of whether he would be able to do that, and whether he would trust me, and the environment I would create enough to do that. But even once Curtis had decided he was the man for the role, the process took a whole lot to get going due to his schedule.
First, when the idea was brought to me, I couldn't give it like 100% concentration. I was doing so much other shit, like the Marshall Mathers LP. I was recording that, and it was in the process of that, and then touring and doing the D12 record, and I couldn't. Once I gave it my full concentration and I knew that I could give it 100%, then that's when I decided, like, that's when I jumped into it and was like, okay, I'm gonna do it.
Before making it onto the set, M prepared by dropping 15 pounds and dyeing his hair brown. But he also had to humble himself and venture back to a time where he wasn't a...
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Megastar as well.
I had to go back. Like I said, I had to strip myself of ego and everything and go back and put myself in that position where I was reserved and I was shy. Had it in me, but, you know, wasn't quite sure how to bring it out yet in a positive way, I guess, and show people.
Soon, the rest of the casting came together, with Mekki Pfeiffer, who portrayed the character Future, almost turned down the role due to getting a role in ER before meeting Shady.
I met with Eminem. We spent a few days together and chopped it up.
What was that like?
It was great, man. It was great. We hit it off, I mean, immediately. I saw how serious he was. The script was, they didn't give me the script. I had to read the script in Curtis's office because they were being so hush-hush about it.
Huh.
I loved it, but it wasn't what you see on screen, but I knew I could bring a nuance to it,
mm-hmm.
and something, you know, different, a certain energy, a certain spirit.
But while everything was in place, what should have been a way for M to enter a new medium that he might have loved as much as rhyming proved to be anything but easy. In fact, it was set a chain of events in motion, which threatened to ruin his life. Although shooting for the movie began in his native Detroit, interviews and behind-the-scenes clips made it clear that M struggled on set.
It was like being a hamster and you're just going from one cage, one wheel to the next. It was a music trailer and it was the trailer where I got to learn the lines, you know, learning the scenes and writing and trying to record and then in between takes, like writing on my hand because I didn't have a piece of paper at the time. And like I said, it was fun, but it wasn't. It was intense.
And for Shady, it was a whole different way of trying to work. In footage taken from the set, Shady can be seen fitting between looking disengaged with the process and then ensuring director Curtis Hanson's decisions were accurate to hip-hop culture.
So we'll just sort of see how it feels, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't want this to be a fight.
Right, okay. Because we go in the club,
yeah.
And if
this is right across
teams
across.
Don't fight, the crews don't fight, one getting a fight outside and then going to the club and just hang out and meet right. Mug each other, right. That doesn't happen.
Okay. All right, so let's walk. Okay. These are raps in a row.
Yes, that's what we were just talking about. I think it's good. Because this is like I'm not the rapper.
Yeah, you're not a rapper.
No.
I think that's a good idea.
This is like my rap. And so when I bust it out, when everybody figures out what it is, it's like, oh, go.
And wherever possible, he was working on music in between takes, writing both the Eminem show and the soundtrack on set. Despite his struggles with the process, it was ultimately a productive time where he composed his hit song Lose Yourself, surprising Mekki Pfeiffer with the famed shout out on set.
Shooting one day, Eminem had three trailers. He had his trailer for, you know, him to sleep and stuff like that. Then he had a studio trailer that because he was doing his album and the soundtrack at the same time. And he had a gym trailer. So we would go in between takes and work out or whatever. And around 2 a.m, we were shooting one night. And he came back to the set. He said, yo, Makai, after this take, I want to take you to the studio. I'll put your name in the song. The whole crew, we all went to the trailer and he played the song and it was raw. It wasn't mastered. It wasn't mixed yet. And we got to the part and he's, there's no movie. There's no Mekki Pfeiffer. And everybody erupted. And but I didn't know it was going to be. Listen, I didn't know 8 Mile was going to be 8 Mile.
Sure.
You know, you never know. And I didn't know the song was going to, you know, be as impactful.
But among all the difficulties he faced, one of the more surprising ones is that he discovered his fear of horses. In his 2008 autobiography, The Way I Am, he revealed that in a deleted scene, he had to encounter one of the animals and he didn't like it one bit. There was some weird shit in 8 Mile too. I fought tooth and nail and won to get this scene with the horse out of the movie.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Because it made no sense whatsoever. Jimmy gets in a fight with his mother and takes his little sister next door to the babysitter, and then he sits down and starts crying, just thinking about his life and how f***ed up everything is. But then he turns around and sees a horse. As in, one of those horses that the cops ride through the city and shit. He sees his horse in the junkyard and he doesn't know why it's there. He walks up and starts petting it. Curtis kept telling me to grab the reins and pet it, but the horse was doing this crazy head jerking movement, and I thought, any minute this going to lift his head up and bust my jaw and knock me the fuck out. Horses and me, we don't get on too well. I wouldn't fuck with a horse. If a horse dissed me, I wouldn't say anything back. But as stressful as this was, it was still surpassed by how much M clearly hated all the stop-start nature of the filming process.
Once he gets off and goes down into the crowd, then you're more talking to each other. Wasn't that something that was good? You know, you're smiling at him as he goes by, you look at him as he goes by, but you're not all still cheering. Okay? So let's do it one more time. But it actually looked very good.
It hurts being on someone else's schedule and somebody else's time, and but it was gruesome, man. It was like, acting boot camp. It was tough. Like 5 a.m. till 7, 8 at night, get back up, literally have enough time to go to sleep and come right back. I couldn't help but be this character in the movie.
However, it certainly wasn't all that bad. For one thing, he found some joy in welcoming his co-star Anthony Mackie to the harsh reality of battle rap. In the lead-up to their famous climactic scene, Shady decided to blur the lines between the origins of his character Papa Doc and actor Anthony Mackie's real upbringing. And to say that it took the actor, who'd go on to become an MCU star, aback is an understatement.
Eminem is just such a brilliant dude. We're on set one day, and he's like, yo, it don't make sense that we beefing. I was like, right? He was like, I need something like on you. So we're talking. We talk for like 2 hours, like chilling. I go to the casino. The next day we're shooting a battle scene. And that's why I'm standing there like, you're talking about me. You're not talking about Clarence. It has nothing to do with the character. You're an asshole, Eminem. I'm like, I won't fight this motherfucker. I'm like, yes, my parents are still married.
This wasn't the only moment away from the monotony of shooting. To keep his morale high with the rest of the cast, he battled extras in order to keep them entertained. That was planned to be used in a montage scene that never made the movie. Initially, he was instructed by the director to mimic battling and rest his vocal cords for more important scenes. But when the crowd started jeering at him, he fired back.
Hold on, faggot, let me turn this mic on. Don't think for a minute I'ma let you get away with that song. Cause that shit was whack, you ain't spitting. As a matter of fact, all of that shit was written. And I know it wasn't for me, surely. You really must adore me. Now look it. Yo, you might as well move to Italy. Look, this guy's ripped. Literally.
He even took great pleasure in cooking a girl that choked.
Like I said earlier in the clause, I stated that in my... Oh, shit.
That was all right, Bob. We got love, Bob. Whoa. Well, you know...
I can see that I'm put to the test, battling this chick with no breast. Why I gotta battle a chick, especially one that's whack with a dick?
After a grueling schedule, the film finally wrapped up, and it was slated for release in November of 2002. At that stage, Eminem was excited but ultimately nervous.
Completely mortified when I seen the first trailer. It took me a minute to get over, like, seeing myself on the big screen. I'm used to seeing myself on videos, and that's cool. There's music behind me backing me up. but to see myself on the...
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Cygnos.
Big screen was a little weird at first, but I'm over it now, and I'm cool.
And in the end, the movie was a massive success, ultimately earning him an Oscar for Best Original Song and making hundreds of millions at the box office. Above all else, what should have been encouraging is that M received a whole lot of critical praise for his debut performance.
There is a kind of raw magic to this guy, Eminem. He's a foul-mouthed and funny blue-eyed devil, and Hanson wisely taps into that energy in numerous rap sequences and fight scenes. 8 Mile probably won't win converts to rap, but it should thrill Eminem fans, so thumbs up.
Thumbs up for me, too. You know, Eminem has a way of diffusing obvious criticism against him. He does that in his new album, and he does it here, where he goes up before an all-black audience and kind of puts himself down in a way that wins in these hip-hop contests that are kind of like poetry slams. For rap.
Yeah, they're just diss contests. It's like Bring It On, where you got cheerleaders going against each other, except for their rapper guys. It's kind of interesting, too, that in this universe, if you've got 2 parents and you come from a middle-class family, everybody makes fun of you because then you're not legit.
But rather than steer into that world, M has pretty much run from it ever since. In the original promo cycle, M seemed pretty optimistic and claimed more film roles might be on the way.
Eminem, would you like to make any more films? And if so, what kind of projects are you interested in?
I'd like to make out with you. Wait! What was your question? Eminem, what? I'd like to do a porno with you, yes. Okay. I would like to make some more films. No, I wouldn't like to make a film where I'd be in every scene, but yes, I would like to make another film, maybe a comedy or something like that. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, I still would like to make out with you.
But he reiterated time and time again that he wouldn't be taking a starring role.
I may. I don't think I'm going to do another hip-hop movie, and I don't think I'm going to do another movie where I'm in every scene. You know, if I do another hip-hop movie, I don't want it to be exploiting me as a rapper and just being used for that. I want to be recognized for my acting skills or whatever, if I have any, you know? So yeah, I may do it, but not that grueling of a schedule.
At first, it appeared that the grueling nature of it was what kept him from wanting to commit himself like that again. But in reality, there was a darker side to it that only came to light years later. Although M had experimented with substances in the past, he admitted that the grueling schedule he was stuck in made his drug addiction spiral even further. It probably started to become a problem around the 8 Mile movie. He informed Rolling Stone in 2011, "We were doing 16 hours on the set, and you had a certain window where you had to sleep. One day, someone came in and gave me an Ambien, and it knocked me the fuck out. I was like, I need this all the time, so I got a prescription." After 4 or 5 months, your tolerance starts building. You start breaking off another piece of the pill that's supposed to be for tomorrow. Then, when I got off probation for my felonies in 2003, and I didn't have to drop urine anymore, the reins came off. On the Anger Management 3 tour in 2005, I was fucked up every night. This, in a nutshell, is what led to his notable battles with prescription pills, which almost claimed his life several times. And when it comes to his refusal to return to acting, it seems that it took a toll in a way that he couldn't afford to risk again. His addiction started on the set of 8 Mile, so because of that, you can't really blame him for not wanting to do movies. Being on the set of 8 Mile set a chain of events in motion. Considering the impact that stepping into that schedule had on him, it's no surprise that M has generally kept his acting to cameos ever since. There's been a wide array of them, including his appearance in Entourage, punching Vince in the finale of season 7.
What are you two mainstream now to fight your own fights, Marshall?
What's wrong with you, man?
Elsewhere, he flexed his comedic chops in Funny People, a star-studded film where he played himself. He was a fantastic actor, and the best moments ever in my career were pitching him new jokes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To say, and making him laugh really hard. He came early and was well prepared. Said director Judd Apatow of working with Eminem, I think he felt like, I'm entering a world of comedy here. I gotta be on my game. He was really funny, willing to say anything. I thought if I pitched him certain jokes, he'd say, no, that's too far. Apparently, you can't shock Eminem with anything you have to say. To make him laugh super hard was really, really fun, and he's great in the movie. I'm glad that his scene kills, and so it's really exciting. By the looks of it, this was a far less strenuous experience, and he was clearly having fun with Adam Sandler, even cracking a rare smile in the bloopers.
Sound like a fucking basket case here. I just gotta watch my back. I mean,
I can't let my guard down and get topped by Ray Romano.
I mean, I can't let my guard down and get...
Sorry.
I mean, I can't let my guard down, man, and get popped by Ray Romano.
Ray Romano is not shooting anybody.
Can we do that one more time? Sorry. What am I, a zoo animal? Does that make you happy to f***ing stare at me? Damn it! Whatever, man. If you say he's cool, then he's cool. Can you stop eyeballing me, buddy?
Then, there was his legendary turn in The Interview. The controversial James Franco and Seth Rogen filmed based around the plot to kill the leader of North Korea. But M wasn't involved in that. Instead, he was the guest on the film's fictional talk show where he came out as gay. Seriously.
I am a homosexual.
Meaning?
I like men.
Aside from that, it has taken something special to get him back on a set. Sometimes, it's just a favor for a friend, like when he portrayed white boy Rick in 50 Cent's BMF. According to his protege, it took a lot of effort, with the issue of 8 Mile still lingering above the whole process for him, and prompting him to turn down big opportunities in favor of investing more time into music.
I persuaded him to come.
He did. What'd you say? Because he does almost nothing.
I actually directed the episode that he's in.
Wow.
I called him. I put pressure on him, Jimmy.
Because he did 8 Mile, and it was a huge hit, and he was great in it, and he's like, okay, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah, I was like, I think he had a terrible experience on the 8 Mile project. There was periods that Hollywood would offer me things to get him. Like, yeah, like his agent would go, yeah, this is good, give it to 50, and then he'll let 50 take it. Projects, they offered him $8 million to do it. He'll look at it and go, I just think we should do like Warriors. I'm like, but did you just miss the $8 million? I'm looking like it doesn't move him at all. He's like, let's just go record records.
But M turning his film roles down is nothing new. In fact, there are some that you probably don't know about. Reportedly, M was offered the chance to portray the role of Brian O'Connor in Fast and Furious before Paul Walker stepped into the iconic driver's seat. Similarly, he was offered the part in Training Day, which Dr. Dre actually has a role in instead. One scenario which he reportedly got close to starring in was Elysium, a sci-fi film led by Matt Damon, in which director Neil Blomkamp had originally envisioned M taking the lead in. But in the end, he turned it down after his request to have the movie filmed in Detroit was denied. After he turned it down, its eventual star Matt Damon had nothing but praise for his acting abilities.
Do you think Eminem could have pulled this role off?
Yeah, he would have been great. He would have been great. It would have been different, you know? I mean, it just would totally change the movie, you know? I mean, you know, I mean, 8 Mile, I thought he did a wonderful job in that.
Away from sci-fi and into sport, producers initially wanted M to play the role of boxer Mickey Ward in The Fighter before Mark Wahlberg took his role.
So many rewrites later, we started getting some director traction. Now, Brad Weston, who is a formidable producer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Studio executive and kind of also a legend in the business, was at Paramount at the time and just a giant fan of the movie. The first person that we thought would star in this film was Eminem.
Stop it.
Eminem was going to be Mickey Ward.
Oh my God, I love it. These are the details where you're like, what? But that was just a moment in time, right?
Where that was a moment in time where he had come off of 8 Mile and he was, you know, interested in making movies and he wanted to do a boxing movie. And so that was something we pursued for a minute. And there was real life in that for a minute.
And this wasn't the only time that directors wanted him to step into the ring, as it happened once more with Southpaw. Producers Peter and Alan Rich said, "We had both seen 8 Mile and loved it, and thought he was really interesting and had a real presence on screen. We were told that he really loved it, but that he feels he's a musician first and an actor second, and he had a lot of inner energy going on for his next album, and that's where his muse was taking him." Similarly, 50 thought he could have been the star, but the physical demand might be a lot to take.
Everyone knows Eminem was a part of the project.
Right.
Do you know if he's seen the movie? Did he like it?
It was like the first thing, literally, what he said to me on the telephone, exactly. He said, "Jake, man, because he didn't see him, you know, like that physically, anything. And he, it worked hard, man. Mm-hmm. The discipline that he put into developing the characters, it's obvious. Like, you can't miss it. It's not going to go, you know, unseen or heard. I think people appreciate it because it would have been a different film. Let's just say this. Like, I'm not sure, like, because you know how if you have a project for a long time, because it was with it from the development process, when you see it at the end of it, you go, "Oh, it's good. Like, we were right. It was that good." But you start saying, what did he have to do to get physically like that for it?
Yeah.
And then you go, "So I would have had to do..." "Nah, I'm okay. I'm cool, I passed on this one."
Yeah, it was intense.
Instead, he decided to come aboard as a producer and wrote the soundtrack, explaining why he made this call in an interview with Zane Lowe.
"Seeing how Jake Gyllenhaal just smashed it, like, you know, it just made sense that we still wanted to have something to do with the project. So, you know, we circled back around and were like, what if we did music for it? For me, I have fun doing little cameos too, you know, in movies."
Yeah, like, in the interview I saw that.
Yeah. That is fun to me because it's not, you know, when you're doing a movie like that, you've got to commit. And I don't have trouble necessarily committing to things, but it has to be something I got to be super, super passionate about. But it has to be something that I have to realize, okay, I can't do my first passion. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is everything to me. This is where everything stems from. This is what it's about to me. It has to be something that I have to be able to, it has to be strong enough to make me, to get my interest. And not saying that Southpaw wasn't.
Yeah, because you were thinking about it.
Yeah, for sure. It just, what happened with that was the timing was so bad.
Aside from Southpaw, he also received producer credits on Bodied, a film he produced about a nerdy journalist who becomes a battle rapper, which was released on YouTube Red. But for the most part, he has kept his focus solely on hip-hop. Or at least that was the case until 50 came knocking again, as apparently, they are now working on an 8 Mile TV show.
"I want to bring his 8 Mile to television."
Does he know that?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
How far along in the process are you guys of that?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Really? So, 8 Mile, the TV show.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's going to be big. I'm working. I'm not going to keep, you know, I ain't got no duds.
Right, I know.
I'm batting 100.
8 Mile, whose idea is that? Like, do you have to convince him? Because 8 Mile is a classic.
No, I think it should be there for his legacy. Because
yeah.
If you don't see, it's important to me that they understand it. You know what I mean? Like when Stout would say the tannin of America because America's listening to black music, mm-hmm. right? And it's really the culture losing its color for everybody to feel like they can enjoy it and appreciate it. Because they see someone who's accepted and respected on the whole, it makes them a part of it also.
As he returned to Big Boy's neighborhood in 2024, 50 later revealed that they're cutting through the red tape and trying to get it workable for a man like M, who no longer has to compromise on anything.
Are you still doing an Eminem movie?
Yeah, well, we're working on the television.
Oh, yeah, the television. Yeah. How's that coming along?
It's going pretty good. Like, we get difficult at points because they're so used to having the entire control of projects. Like, M's system is a real system, bro. So, like, when you got to deal with the networks and other forces involved, it get a little...
Right.
You
know.
While there's been no official confirmation, according to IMBD, it's officially in pre-production. Meanwhile, it also seems like he's reuniting with his old pal Adam Sandler, as the legendary comedy actor has revealed that he has a cameo in the upcoming Happy Gilmore 2.
But can I talk about some of the cameos?
I don't know if they're going to yell at me no matter what, because they asked me not to do any press, but... What do you want to say? What you say it, and I'll tell you if it's good or bad to talk about.
Like, can I talk about Eminem having a cameo?
Okay, yes, you can. You know, Eminem was cool. He came by and he was great.
Okay,
was
wait a minute. How do you reach out to Eminem, and what role does he play in Happy Gilmore 2?
I can't tell you
okay,
all that.
Okay.
I know Eminem for time, and he's a great guy, and he came in, was funny as hell, and was just I think we just hung out a day with Eminem, and he just shot and was insane, said a million things we can use and a million things that we're glad we have him on tape.
Despite everything that happened, M clearly still has some kind of fondness for 8 Mile. For one thing, he paid tribute to director Curtis Hanson upon his death, claiming, "Curtis Hanson believed in me and our crazy idea to make a rap battle movie set in Detroit. He basically made me into an actor for 8 Mile. I'm lucky I got to know him." Likewise, he's still friends with Anthony Mackie to this day.
He calls you on the phone. Tell me what happens. What does he say?
He goes, "Yo, Mackie, what's up?" I'm like, "Yo, what up, M?" Like, chilling.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And then what? What do you mean? I'm like, how's Detroit, man? He's like, cold. I'm like, I might come up for a baseball game. He's like, no doubt.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's it?
Oh, that's it. Great.
That's pretty much it.
All right. That's
it was a good conversation. I mean, we catch up on everything.
That's where we talked to Kelvin.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Although M's initial experience in the leading role was so damaging to his life that he couldn't do it again, it's hard to imagine that Shady has many regrets about not delving deeper into the acting world. While he could have made a real splash in Hollywood, his first and only love has always been hip-hop. And by focusing his energy on that art form, he has compiled a legacy that is undeniable. Still, it would have been pretty cool to see him drag racing against Vin Diesel, right?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.